Noah, joined now by Ax Milinowski, one of the players of the weekend for the Tigers. Back-to-back multi-hit games for you, Ax. How does this one feel, being in-state kid, to do it in this series and step up time and time again for your team this weekend?
It just feels so much that I can contribute that much to my team. And honestly, I'm just going to give God all the glory for that. My whole weekend, I've been praying, and He answered my blessings, and I'm just so grateful.
It's been a battle for you since you've been on campus at Auburn. First base has been deep. Depth-wise, you've been part of that, and it took you a while to get into the starting lineup. You broke in a month ago down in Baton Rouge. You haven't looked back. How has the development gone for you to stay the course and to not give up on your plan?
I've just committed to the process, and I've just continued to work hard day in and day out, and I've leaned on my teammates for my support and my coaches as well, and I just finally got a breakthrough, and that's all I needed.
That bat is red hot. Don't let any water or anything get close to it right now. Take me through the approaches at the plate this weekend, particularly today, as you were able to get not one but two hits, one of those an extra base hit.
I just go up to the plate, trusting myself and trusting my swing. I know I've done the preparation, and I'm ready for whatever pitch that the pitcher throws, and I'm attacking it.
Ax, as an Auburn Tiger, grew up in Dothan, Alabama. What was it like singing Reverse Rammer Jammer today?
It felt amazing because I grew up an Alabama fan, and for me to switch up and for us to get the series win 2 years in a row, it means everything.
Ax, we're happy you're in orange and blue. Congratulations, War Eagle.
Thank you, War Eagle.
Ax Milinowski, Tigers leading hitter this weekend, back-to-back multi-hit games, and now the player of the game, Annabelle Weidrich, complete game shutout with 7 strikeouts. Annabelle, congratulations, War Eagle.
Thank you, War Eagle.
Well, you heard you got the nod today. What were your emotions? And being an in-state kid, again, from Hoover, playing for Auburn, and you know what this rivalry means.
Well, I think when Coach Dean originally told me that I had the ball and he handed it to me, I was like, are we sure? Because, you know, it's obviously Matty Penn today. But I kind of just had a few minutes to reflect. You know, last year when I pitched against him, it wasn't my best stuff. So I knew today that I wanted to come out sharp. I wanted to trust myself, trust my D and our offense. And everything came together.
D was stellar behind you. You're part of that defense more times than not. But also for you in the circle today, what was working for you? Take me through, how did you attack these Alabama hitters?
You know, I was able just to paint the corners, and, you know, me and Skylar have such a good connection, so I was able to trust her. We communicated throughout the whole game about what was working, what wasn't, and, you know, we just had a rhythm going. It was great.
Got the big strikeout in the 6th. Alabama was putting pressure on you. How'd you have to lock in to execute to get out of that jam there?
Big, deep breaths, you know, just to really try to calm myself down, remind myself of, you know, what works, spin the ball, just trusting it.
Your teammates, that was the best moment of the season, similar to what we saw from Matty Penn in Tuscaloosa last year. You get a Gatorade bath from your teammates after your TV interview. How did that make you feel?
Well, it was quite refreshing, I'll say, because it's super hot. But it felt so great. I mean, just to get this win against Alabama, I get emotional about it because it feels so good.
Your mom and dad, they come down to just about every game, and you get the complete game shutout today. You do it against Alabama. How was Reverse Rammer Jammer after the game?
It was wonderful. I could do it all the time.
Annabelle, congratulations. Enjoy this. We'll see you back next week. War Eagle.
Thank you, War Eagle.
Tigers player of the game, Annabelle Weidrich, as the Tigers win it by a final score of 3-0. Annabelle shuts out the Tide with a complete game shutout in the circle. No walks for Annabelle. 7 strikeouts, only surrendered 4 hits. And now joined now is Tigers head coach Mickey Dean. Coach Dean, War Eagle, what a day for your ball club.
Yeah, you know, and it all started with Matty Penta. It really did. It was her weekend, her day, and, you know, to have a player choose her team over herself is truly amazing, you know, from you think about it as a coach. And what a great person to represent Auburn softball. You know, she's going to be the face of the program for a long time to come. And she gave Annabelle every bit of support. Annabelle did a tremendous job, tremendous job. Coach Carasone showed us the numbers. She got every batter at the beginning of the inning out. She didn't walk a single batter. Annabelle can be extremely successful when she does that.
So winning recipe, and I asked her what was her emotions like when you told her she was going to get the ball? She said, are you sure? Was she locked in? And she relied back, Coach, on that effort she had last year. Said she knew it wasn't her best stuff. How did you help get her ready for this moment today?
That was all her. That was all her. We practice, you know. We try to give them confidence. We try to build them up. She's been working hard. She hadn't had many innings lately. I mean, she really hadn't. And she just came out and pounded the zone and trusted in what she was doing. Had her rise ball working, had her changeup working. I mean, my goodness, what a performance.
Well, your hitting made the adjustment today. Better decisions, timely hitting. Talk me through that offense, Coach.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, the offense did a great job. They really did. They made adjustments, and they kept the pressure on. They kept the pressure on. Even in innings we didn't score, we kept the pressure on. And when you do that, and it's stressful for the defense. And so, I was proud of our offense today.
Well, and Amelia Leck, the big home run, but and the bunt for a close hit, but also Ax Milanowski. She's been the heart of the back-to-back games.
Weekend. She had a great weekend. We told her, what a great weekend. I mean, this is a weekend she's going to look back for a long time and be able to talk to people about, you know. And good for her. Boy, we were really, really happy for her.
You've been at Auburn 7 years now, back-to-back series wins against Alabama, Coach. That doesn't happen often, only the second time in recent years that it's ever happened.
2018, we beat them here on a walk-off, and they had beaten them the previous year. And then we just did it again. And as big of friends as Pat and I are, boy, I love it. War Eagle.
And that, Coach, it sets you up, gives you a lot of momentum going in to host the SEC tournament. Well, what will this next week mean for this program and your team as you get ready for what's to come in the postseason?
I want our kids to enjoy it. I want our kids to enjoy it. I really do. We're going to play hard. We have all year. You know, you're talking about a program that has the most top 25 wins in the history of the program this season, with the strength of schedule of one in the entire nation. I'm proud of these kids.
Coach, congratulations. Enjoy this one. See you back next week. War Eagle.
War Eagle.